dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild.
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
You gotta do that over. Press reset. He messed up. He didn't have a setup. Turn us over. Jesus Christ.
What happened?
Just go with it.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Try this again. Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Beast of the Planet, it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. I'm out in New Orleans. I'm broadcasting in New Orleans for NBA All-Star. And, of course, last night was the Global Spin Awards, which is the award show for DJs.
Another unofficial Negro holiday this weekend, NBA All-Star.
But I saw you won.
Yeah, I picked up one award. I got another piece of hardware. I picked up for our mix show on The Breakfast Club. It won the best mix shows out of every DJ in the country. So,
damn, they gave you an award for playing the same songs over and over?
Well, that's not in my mix. I don't know what you've been listening to, but not in my mix. But we actually break records in my mix. So picked up one award last night. Dave Chappelle actually presented me with the award. So that was pretty dope. The first question I asked
did
him,
he know who you
were?
Did he know who you were?
Of course.
Don't say of course. Have a little humility, sir.
Does that mean he doesn't get along with Chris Rock to actually work, do something with you?
He didn't do anything with me. He just presented an award. That's all. But it was a dope award show. The whole No Limit performed. Master P, Silk the Shocker. Mystical lost a lot of weight.
I saw some video online of that.
Mystical looked like he weighs maybe about 155 pounds.
That's a good fighting weight.
Yeah, he performed and killed it. I'm trying to think who else.
What did Dave Chappelle say when you asked him to come on The Breakfast Club?
He was like, soon. I don't know if I'm quite ready for that yet, but soon. And I asked him on the mic. I was like, so Dave Chappelle, when you come on The Breakfast Club? That's my first question. He was like, soon.
He had a jam session or something out there, right?
Solange did, yeah. She had a jam session.
I thought Dave Chappelle did too.
No, I seen Solange's. I don't know if Dave Chappelle did.
Should have told Dave all his guys have been here. Neil Brennan's been here. Donnell Rollins has been here. Charlie Murphy has. Didn't Charlie Murphy call us one time?
Charlie Murphy been up there one time. And then he did call one time.
Yeah, who else? Chris Rock's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I definitely tried.
I don't know what's going on in here. There's a mess around my desk. There's all kinds
what's
of papers.
What's new, yeah?
Like, who did this?
What's new? You act like this place is ever clean.
Well, Trey Songz will be joining us this morning. We'll kick it with Trey in a little bit.
Yeah, not just Trey Songz. We got Jadenna. Jadenna's album will be out today.
It's out today.
It's out today as well. Mm-hmm. So drop on the Clues Bombs for Trey Songz. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Jadenna. They'll both be here this morning.
Tremaine the Playboy. That's his reality show.
Oh, okay.
If you guys had a chance to check it out yesterday.
And also, let me shout out Fat Joe and Remy Ma. Their album comes out today, so if you get a chance, pick
Plata
that up
plomo.
As well.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes. So what's been going on with you guys out there, man? The weather out here is beautiful. It's about 70 degrees.
Hey, we don't have to make small talk. Hey, we don't have to make
I'm
small
just
talk.
Asking. I'm just asking.
We got a show to do, sir. Okay?
All right. Well, front page news is up next. What are we talking about, Yee?
Man, we got to talk about Donald Trump and his press conference that happened yesterday. All of the claims that he made, some of them not true. And, yeah, it's a mess. Just like
and
he
also,
said, he inherited a mess in this country.
I got to talk about it. I took a picture with an artist yesterday, and they forgot to wipe the Coke out their nose, so they still had the Coke running in their nose.
You lying.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Who was the artist?
I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Keep did you post
the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I didn't post it, but they did. Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Before we get in front page news, of course, it's time to tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Tell us some positive things in your life. 800-585-1051. But right now, let's get in some front page news. Now, this weekend is All-Star Weekend. It seems like everybody's flocking down to New Orleans.
Yes, they are.
It's an unofficial Negro holiday. It's a lot of those in the month of February. CIAA Weekend, All-Star Weekend, Super Bowl Weekend, all unofficial Negro holidays.
Now, it's funny.
A lot of people are hitting me up thinking that I'm out there with Envy right now. DJ Clue just hit me. Rap just hit me. Everybody's like, hey, how's the club going? How's Masquerade? Like, guys, our party's on Sunday together.
Yeah, but I had a party there tonight. That's why they probably...
I know, I'm like, I'm not everywhere the Envy goes to party.
But, you know, the funny thing is there was a lot of females in the club and they had no idea who the basketball players were. DeAndre Jordan was in the club. Draymond Green was in the club. Charles Barkley was in the club. Nobody was even paying... They didn't even know who they were.
That's the beauty of being tall in New Orleans this weekend. All you security guards who didn't make it in life, but y'all down in New Orleans and you're over 6'6", you can come up pretending to be a basketball player this weekend. I mean, by come up, I mean, you know, get some vagina.
My goodness. Now, let's talk Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump had a 77-minute press conference yesterday. The point of that conference is he was supposed to be talking about appointing Alexandria Ocasio for Labor Secretary, but it turned into him talking about all the accomplishments that he's made so far, even though he says he inherited a mess.
As you know, our administration inherited many problems across government and across the economy. To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess at home and abroad.
That's actually not true, though. Barack Obama inherited a mess when he came into the White House in 2009.
Now, he said a lot of things that weren't even true, as usual. He talked about the electoral votes that he had, saying that it was the most in quite some time. I think he said since Ronald Reagan, but that just wasn't true.
That was an amazing...
In fact, Barack Obama got more votes. Bill Clinton did. George Bush did.
You don't have that audio?
We probably do, yeah. I think we do.
You said today that you had the biggest electoral margin since Ronald Reagan with 304 or 306 electoral votes. In fact, President Obama got 365 and 2.
Well, I'm talking about the president.
President Obama, 332, yeah. And George H.W. Bush, 426. So why should Americans trust
you? Well, no, I was given that information.
Why should Americans trust you when you accuse the information they receive of being fake when you're providing information?
Well, I don't know. I was given that information. But it was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that?
Oh, my gosh. Who is working here?
Thank you.
I love the fact he came clean, though. I just love the fact he was like,
look. Someone put this on the paper.
I was given this information. See, the thing is, we always have heard that presidents are puppets. We're just not supposed to see the strings. We see the strings and the hand up Donald Trump's ass.
Well, he also talked a lot about how the news, of course, is fake news and so on and so forth. And he says that he's not racist, despite what you might think.
Number one, I am the least anti-Semitic person that you've ever seen in your entire life. Number two, racism. The least racist person. In fact, we did very well relative to other people running as a Republican. Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Damn.
If you have to say you're anti-Semitic and you have to say you're not racist, you're probably racist.
You know what's so funny? So then an African-American reporter,
April Ryan,
got up to ask a question about the Congressional Black Caucus, and he assumed that she's part of that or could set up a meeting. Here's what happened.
Are you going to include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as...
Am I going to include
Are you going to include the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional
Hispanic
Caucus?
Well, I would. I tell you what. Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
I'm just a reporter.
Set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure
they're watching. Let's go. Set up a meeting. I would love to meet with the Black Caucus. I think it's great. The Congressional Black Caucus. I think it's great.
He said, who?
When Donald Trump met with Kanye West, Steve Harvey, Jim Brown, and whoever else, I said verbatim, when people were saying things like why he doesn't meet with Representative John Lewis or somebody from the Congressional Black Caucus, I said he probably has no idea who these people are to meet with them.
He just learned about it.
I said that verbatim a month ago. You can tell this man, he's a celebrity in chief. He has no idea what the Congressional Black Caucus is.
Well, everything was a mess yesterday.
He thinks Frederick Douglass is alive.
If anybody had a chance to see that press conference, it's embarrassing.
Wow.
To say the least. There's a lot more that happened, but...
You know, Omarosa had ran up on April Ryan and told her that Donald Trump is keeping tabs on all black reporters who say something negative about him, so she needs to be careful. Yeah, Google it. Google Omarosa versus April Ryan. It's an article on CNN Money right now.
That's crazy.
Whew.
All right. Happened on Tuesday.
Page news. This is crazy. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. We'll put you on air, let you vent a little bit so you can have a great weekend. And also, Trey Songz will be joining us next hour. And then after that, Jadena. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
It's Troy.
Troy, tell them why you mad, bro.
Well, I'm mad at you, DJ Envy.
Oh, man.
Look, man, my wife keeps talking about them 12 days of Christmas, and I told her Christmas over what you did for your wife. It was beautiful, but Christmas is over.
It's
and
beautiful.
I can't afford
Calm
12
it down
days.
Now, right?
I mean, you could do a 12 days of Christmas, just do it on your budget.
Yeah, do it your way. Hey, you don't got to necessarily buy the things that I buy. You could buy small things, gift certificates. You could make things. You could buy small things from the dollar store, whatever you can afford.
Mm. I told her that. Believe me, brother.
Nah, you got to do just what Envy did.
You better not.
No, I ain't got to do that. I told her I ain't Envy. I like Envy, but I ain't Envy.
That's all. I'll tell her you don't do what Envy does.
Or maybe we could just do 2 days of Christmas.
Nah, you just do what you can afford.
Ball on your budget, man.
There you go. Hello.
What's up? It's the Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah, the last time I checked.
Yep, this is Jeff from the Bay Area. I'm mad because I'm not going to the All-Star Weekend, man.
Why, you want to go out there and be a thot?
Nah, man. I just want to enjoy myself, man. I'm young. I ain't got no kids, man. Now's the perfect time to do that.
Who you trying to bag? Draymond Green? Who you want?
Oh, man.
I ain't trying to bag no niggas. Get out of here with that, Charlamagne.
I'm just asking. What you want me out there so bad for?
To meet all the women.
You the one, Charlamagne. Nah, you kind of like a mentor, bro. I like you, Charlamagne.
So you want to bag Charlamagne?
Well, like Charlamagne, you the one, Charlamagne.
Well, if I'm a mentor, I'm going to tell you, man, you ain't got no business at All-Star Weekend unless you're getting a check.
Most likely, I respect that.
I wouldn't say that.
So
why you down? Why you down there? Why you down there, Envy?
I'm down there working.
Okay. Why you going, Ye?
Because I want to have fun.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But it's very expensive. Just know that, you know, flights are like $800 to $1,000. Parties are going to be overpriced.
The problem is I had already paid for my flight and everything. I'm waiting on other niggas and ain't they flaking.
Because
they're not trying to spend that money. Yeah. That's why, listen, you can plan a trip with your friends if they ain't got their flights.
Exactly. They waiting on the buddy pass. I'm like, damn, bro. You should have been telling me that. I would have been, you know.
Bro, once again, listen to your Uncle Charlotte. You should not be in New Orleans unless you're getting a check. And your buddies are smart because they know that.
Nah, there's a lot of people going out there to have a good time, though.
Nah, and
build some
you,
memories.
And they broke.
I'm 28, man. I'm from the Bay.
But 28, yeah, he could still go out there and have some fun. When you get to 30 level, that's when you got to be like, you know what, I got to go for a check.
I had a young girl yesterday complaining to me about how she ain't got no money to pay her rent this month, but she worried about how she can get to All-Star this weekend. Like, if you don't get your damn priorities straight.
Now, if your priorities are straight and you have some extra cash and you and your friends want to go, by all means, please have a good time.
All right. Well, hello, who's this?
This is Snoop Young. Snoop Young.
Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad right now because, you know, I'm really mad at myself because I don't take my music as serious. And then I see M.A. really giving us these, like, nursery rhymes. And I'm like, I'm just mad at myself because I got fire bars, bro. Like, my lyrics is on fire.
But can
like,
you write a hit song, though?
I got a couple hit songs, baby. I'm talking about New York City all day. You feel me?
What's the name of one of your records?
Bottom to the Ceiling. I was born to go and get it. You heard?
Not going pop.
Stop hating, Charlamagne.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Spit some bars right now.
Okay. I grew up without a lot. No ACs when we hot. Them shoes came with no boxes, but having them meant a lot. And giving boxes or not, we made them.
All right. We don't want to hear that struggle. We're trying to be happy right now. Nobody want to hear all them depressing ass welfare boss.
Thank you for calling, though, Mama. Appreciate you. Damn it, man. Tell them why you're mad.
She started off talking about having no shoes.
105.1. Now, all right, like Charlamagne said, let's hear some positivity. Tell them why you're blessed. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Positivity. Right now, call us up. We'll put you on the air. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Flavor Flav from West Haven, man. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Flavor Flav.
Tell them why you blessed.
I'm blessed because I started doing photography about 2 years ago, and I get to see a sunrise every morning and photograph it. It is the most beautiful thing in the world.
Oh, do you make a wish when the sun rises, or do you pray? Do you meditate? What you do?
I just sit there and watch the sun come out, take pictures. I started a photography business, and it got my life straight. I started setting goals.
Oh, that's beautiful, sir.
Well, we love hear that. Congratulations.
Yeah, don't be a pervert and masturbate when the sun rises.
Hello, who's this?
It's Taylor Gang.
Hey, what's
up, man? You're not Taylor Gang. You're not Wiz Khalifa's crew. Stop it.
Man, stop it, man.
No, you stop it.
Tell him why you're blessed, bro.
What y'all want to hear? Tell him why I'm at.
No, why you're blessed. Why you blessed this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed, man. Oh, because I'm black, man. I'm getting to see another day again.
There you go.
That's a good reason. Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Ford calling from Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
You sound high.
Nah, yes. Man, I'm at work, man.
Where you work at?
Gas station, man.
Okay, let me get some. Let me get 40 on pump 20 for free.
yeah, we can make that happen somehow.
Oh, don't do that. That's not. Nice. Hey, it's not worth your job.
Right, tell them why you're blessed, though.
I'm blessed because it was just my grandma's birthday, man. Shout out to Shirley. I love you. I'm still here. I'm still alive, so.
Happy birthday, Grandma Shirley.
There we go. Thank you very much. Was Ye and Envy and Charlemagne?
Yes.
Thank you.
How old your grandma is?
Like 79, man.
She got an Instagram?
yeah.
Matter of fact, what's her Facebook?
I want you following her.
Okay. I just want to see what she's working with.
Nah, she like them young cats, man. So.
And Charlamagne like them older ladies.
I just want to see what she's working with. That's all.
Keep them off her lawn.
My goodness. All right, bro. Thank you, man. Have a good day.
Let me go search Shirley on Facebook.
Oh, stop it. Blessings on blessings on blessings. If you feel blessed, you know, call us up 800-585-1051. Now, Ye.
Yes.
We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about a couple who we were expecting to see their wedding special and all of that, but they have recently just broken up. Also, we'll give you an update on what happened with Adele at the Grammys. Now people really think she's hating on Beyonce.
Okay. We'll get to all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. I'm broadcasting live from New Orleans. Shout to Larry Murrow, promoter Larry Murrow.
Hey, Larry.
He's actually on his way. He's bringing food. So he's bringing food. He thought you was here too, Yee, so.
Okay.
Well, oh, so he's trying to shoot his shot with Yee, but now.
No, that's my guy. He's one of the best promoters in New Orleans, and he always hooks us up. His mom actually owns a restaurant out there.
I bet you if Envy tell him, if he wasn't on his way and Envy said that you wasn't there, he'd be like, hey, man, I got to take my kids to school real quick. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it again.
Nope, definitely not going to say that until he gets here.
But that's definitely not true. But shout out to Larry. He actually has a book coming out, and I did a quote for his book also. He's great.
So to everybody that listens to us on Q93 in New Orleans, man, drop on the clues bombs for Q93, damn it.
And shout out to We That Food Truck. Did you go there yet, Envy?
No, I'm going there tomorrow, actually. They invited me, so I'm going there tomorrow. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Adele, Beyonce.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Adele was so excited to do that George Michael tribute at the Grammys, but there was an original plan. Now, George Michael's actual manager, his vision was to have Adele, Beyonce, and Rihanna perform and each take a song of a different tempo and mash them up together. They wanted to do Freedom, One More Try. You know, Adele did Fast Love, but Adele was dead set on how she wanted it done, so she nixed that idea, and it ended up just being Adele with no Beyonce and no Rihanna performing.
It probably means more coming from Adele, though, because Adele from across the pond.
She's a fellow Brit. They're both, and that's how she grew up, just listening to George Michael. He was like a god.
It probably was better just to let her do it. I mean, the performance was boring anyway, though. I mean, unseasoned
chicken.
Listen,
if she would have had Beyonce and Rihanna up there, too, doing One More Chance, and that would have been incredible.
Beyonce wouldn't have been
One
with
More
all,
Try.
Beyonce wouldn't have been. She wouldn't have been with all that stopping and starting, though. No. Stopping the performance because you messed up. You better get it right from the first time.
Shoot it from the start, yep.
No, I think that would have been incredible. All right, Michael Jackson, in the meantime, Thriller has sold 33 million copies and streams. It's the best-selling release in history ever. It's the first album ever to go 33 times diamond.
Wasn't Thriller already that, though?
No.
I thought Thriller was the highest-selling album ever before this.
Well, yeah, but it now is the highest-selling with 33 times platinum. Mm. Nobody else has ever sold that many records, and that's also thanks to streaming and everything.
Nah, you're beating a dead horse at this point. he needs another plaque.
All right, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna have split up yet again, and the wedding plans are off. This is according to People. According to People magazine, they have split a while ago. They're both trying to be mature about it. They said it was less dramatic this time. They've had their ups and downs, a very complicated history with their families, as we all know. But it appears now that they are not going to be doing their show, and things have been very strained, thanks to the Rob and Chyna show as well. So that's it. It's over.
Don't worry, Rob. She'll be back in March. It's All-Star Weekend. She just wanted to break up with you for the weekend. She'll be back.
All right.
Unless she's going to CIAA. If she's going to CIAA, you got to wait till March. If not, she'll be back next week.
There's a warrant out for Darrell Revis's arrest. Now, according to documents that were released by the police in Pittsburgh last night, he was involved in an altercation on Sunday that left him with four first-degree felonies. Damn. Two counts of aggravated assault, one count each of robbery and conspiracy to commit aggravated assault.
We was just with him.
And yes, he was just with us at Super Bowl in Houston.
I got to hear both sides. What happened?
All right, I'm going to tell you both sides. So at 2:43 a.m. in the morning, there were officers dispatched. Two men were knocked unconscious for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They said a 22-year-old man was walking. He saw Darrell Revis, asked him, confirmed it was him, then started recording him on his cell phone and following him. Darrell Revis then snatched the cell phone and tried to delete the video. That's when another man, who was 21 years old, tried to intervene, got in the middle of the argument, and Darrell Revis threw that phone onto the roadway. They started arguing verbally. The two men then ended up getting punched and knocked unconscious for 10 minutes.
So Darrell was minding his business, and he was harassed by a groupie-ass guy trying to record him because he's so excited to see Darrell Revis in a fight. Ensued.
Now, sounds both like of the men were taken to the hospital. One of them had broken bones around his eye. Now, on Darrell Revis' side of things, apparently he was there to visit family and friends. He went by a location on the south side he's in the process of developing when he was physically assaulted while at that location by a group of at least five people. So he was doing anything in self-defense. Any punches that might have been thrown was in self-defense.
So he was looking at houses at 2-something in the morning?
Well, I guess he just maybe left somewhere and was like, let me go.
That's when your story
here.
Gets sketchy. Now you know you done effed up, right? Darrell Revis. Now, come on now. That's when it gets sketchy.
But if you're having money invested and you're out and you're not that far from a location, you might just stroll by.
Not at 2 a.m. No.
But you know, I used to do that for inspiration. Like when I got lazy, I would leave the house midnight, 1 a.m., and me and the wife would drive by mansions and kind of encourage you to work a little harder.
I'm glad you said that. You and your wife.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Trey's songs will be in the building. That was Big Sean with Bounce Back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. I told y'all I ain't want him up here.
That's our guy.
I told y'all I ain't want him up here.
Why you ain't want him up here, Envy?
You see what he did to my Giants? He put them all on a boat.
Yeah, that was your fault, Trey.
Effed them all up.
Trey, that was your fault.
And then sent them to the next playoff game.
I thank you, because I'm a Cowboy fan, so I love seeing the Giants get
their ass. Well, Tremaine is here.
He done messed my Giants up.
Well, I'm Redskins fan myself.
I
didn't tell nobody it's my boat. I ain't tell nobody to do nothing.
Well, it was your boat.
Yes!
I saw everybody giving you the utmost flack. I was like, damn, Trey is really having to defend himself in this situation for other grown man's decisions.
Man, I let people get on the boat.
You can do the boat the next week.
What I'm supposed to do? Say, no, don't get on the boat.
Yes.
No. And if I do what? You don't even know if I did that.
See, you have a game next week. You got to play.
You can't get on the boat, man.
But listen to what he said. Did you give them that type of advice, Trey? Like, hey, this may not be the best thing for y'all.
I sat and we had a conversation. You know this going to get scrutinized. You know.
Right.
You know, y'all going to take the L. If y'all do, like, it's going to be blamed on y'all.
They were like, fine.
And I'm going to live my life and be Trey Songz. But y'all football players like that, that's going to be what affects y'all career. We had that conversation on the boat.
Really?
Yeah. Was that right before they took the picture when somebody was like, hey, let's all get together and take this picture?
I mean, I was just on the boat chilling. They was visiting. Now, they wanted to take pictures.
Would you have let the Redskins on the boat?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Can you confirm one thing? Because when we seen the pictures, Charlamagne said, off season, Charlamagne said there was no ladies on the boat. Charlamagne said, a bunch of guys on the boat.
You got to look at my Snapchat.
See, there was women on the boat.
I didn't even see Trey on that picture until like 5 days later. I'm like, oh, Trey was on the boat.
I was on the boat for like 3 days.
Damn.
Huh?
Charlamagne's like, what do I need to do to get invited on this boat?
I was cool. I was cool on that.
Now, also, what did you do Valentine's Day? We seen you with pictures with Yee and you guys.
I was with Ange.
Now, what y'all do?
The usual.
I bought this.
We bought whip, okay.
Yeah, whip.
We got this and these.
Okay.
No, I ain't do much. We had her and I had an event, and I actually went to the studio. I was tired. I went to sleep early last night.
By the way, real quick.
It was YouTube Live. We did an event there talking about his reality show.
Which your boyfriend never came in town last night?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, he did come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he better. That's what I was saying all day.
That's what he said all day.
Angela gonna be with Trey.
Nah,
you better be on that plane.
I
was like, I'm bringing your wife Gia. No, you not.
I bought roses.
Yeah, he got me roses, chocolate,
champagne. Hard act to follow.
Yeah,
it was a nice prelude.
It's hard for y'all though, because y'all you're an R&B star, so you got these songs
on
days like Valentine's.
Day.
The bar's way up here for y'all,
mm-hmm. Right? You just got to walk into, you got to accept that part of your life as an R&B singer.
Right. Yeah.
Now, we know you're not struggling financially.
Right.
We know you don't have any problem finding a female.
Right.
So why the hell are you doing a reality show?
Well, you've seen the reality show, Envy, so you already know.
Yeah, we
what
don't
it
have
is.
To play like
Duh.
We.
But we don't have to play.
Now I'm gonna be honest with you.
I told Envy. Yeah, you're. Envy slow.
Yeah,
slow. It's
okay.
It's
okay. It's okay. I get it. I knew that the reality show thing wasn't real. From
no, that's
the
not true.
You're a damn liar.
All right, no. You know what? Let me be the only honest person in the room.
What did I say when I first heard about it?
You said I gotta get Trey in here and see what the hell is he doing a damn reality show for?
Because I didn't understand why it was gonna be online, but then that made me think this can't be real, because a Trey Songz For the Love of Trey reality show would not have just been online. It'd have been on TV.
But he thought it was real.
He thought it was real.
He definitely thought it was real.
I did. And then I saw
Y'all
Trey.
I
went to Trey's Instagram and I looked at it. I said, Trey growing his hair out. I said, I ain't heard about Trey going broke. I said, no. I said, dang, he just had a boat.
Well, clearly I know Trey better than both of y'all, because when I first saw it, I said, okay, I see what this is. We're going to get the guys to watch, because Trey's going to pick some fly women to be on the show with him, and then the women are going to watch, of course, because they're going to watch to see Trey's songs, and this is a great way to introduce some new music.
Are you smart?
Yeah, loyal, I have a marketing background. Smart.
She's the one.
outside of all that, everything that you said, which is a great perception of it all, even though I talked to you, we talked about this before I saw y'all. So she.
Oh, she had it. Okay.
No, I knew this before.
She formulated her thoughts. Okay. Got you.
But I think just with the way people consume music, the way people love reality TV, the way people love drama, just the illusion that could be something I was doing was a great way to like introduce music. And you know, I had job food, so.
I mean, I knew you wasn't doing no reality show. Because
stop it.
No, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you the main reason I knew why.
See, going to keep going back and forth.
Not new, because this is why. The main reason I knew is because nobody knows who Trey and we just know he f***ing everybody. And Trey would not put it out there
now,
like that.
No, hold on. That's not true.
Trey wouldn't do it.
He's had some public relationships.
Not really.
Yes, he has.
Sips the tea.
Tell us who Trey had a few.
Tell us who.
I was shocked the other day when I saw you on Instagram or something and you said you were going to shoot your shot at Ashanti. I was like, wow, Trey.
Putting my little business out there.
I was shocked at you. I was like, wow, I ain't never seen Trey do it like that.
Right.
I think some
shot shooter.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Let me see what's going on.
He said, let me see what's going on.
Did she reply yet?
I heard about a song, actually.
Oh.
That's how it starts.
Okay, that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm. You gotta watch how you slide.
You gotta get in the studio first, and then they have a conversation. Okay.
Now, let's talk about the women on Trymaine the Playboy, though. Who casted these women? Were you very involved
in
that?
Yeah, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Favors?
Favors?
Favor, too.
Yeah.
Favor for a favor, you know, it's a good look for anybody a part of it, I feel. After the gag is up, you know what I mean? Because what you really realize while you put it out, you said
that's
it.
That's funny.
You said it.
The gag is funny. This guy is funny. He's good over here. He's good. He's tricky. Yeah, he's tricky over here.
No, but like you were saying the other day, as you said, she was like, the thing about it is you get all different perceptions. You got the people that were crazy upset that I was doing it. You got the people that were excited about it. The people that just love reality television may not even be a Trey Songz fan. You got the VH1 fan. So it just did what I wanted it to do.
Right, Charlamagne's eyes were glued to the TV watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of hot women.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I want to make sure Trey ain't playing himself.
Right.
At first, when I thought it was a real reality show. You know what I'm saying?
But he ain't text me or nothing. Like, he ain't text me checking on me. Like, Fab text me like, yo, you ain't tell me about this.
Right.
What we doing?
So you fooled Fab too?
Fab went
no, I got a lot of real texts in my phone. Like, people mad, people upset, people congratulating me. It was cool, man. It was a cool little
gag. Even when we said you were coming up here, people were sending us tweets and DMs. Like, could you please ask him? Please tell him don't do a reality show.
Right.
They
I got the people that's upset about it, and then they're like, where do I sign up? So it's like, you know, and we having different conversations about different things now.
But your fans have a certain mystique of you, I guess.
Yeah.
So I guess they felt like a show like that would cheapen love they have
the
for
mystique
you, I guess.
Or like, I've never been one to do that, you know, or one to, like you say, exploit my relationships for personal gain or let somebody know who I'm rocking with just so I get more popularity or whatever. So I think it was something new outside of the box for what anybody would think I would do. That's why everybody was shocked, and the shock value was, like, a good point.
Did you ever end up liking any of them for real?
Yeah, all of them was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was cool. You know, but it was really a video, though, so I was really there directing.
Working.
I directed it, edited it. Shout out to Roxana and Yash, also known as Yashana, who helped me with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really a production. Like, We did that. We did everything in 6 days. If you don't know, Tremaine the Playboy, the website is up right now. There will be a new video, new episode. The story lives on.
Oh, you said nude video. I was like, damn, on the website.
Look, that's what you want, baby.
Yeah, put up a nude video.
You kissed the lead girl. What's her name?
Krisha Turner.
Well,
that was an actual video. And I guess the whole point was you did this reality show because you and Krisha broke up.
Yeah, inside of the reality element. Like,
In the video.
You don't do the love interest who's played by Krisha.
You don't do no tests on the girls? Like how back in the day when Janet wanted everybody to take a HIV test if I'm going to kiss you or like hepatitis something?
Nah, I didn't do that. You got me a little worried.
I don't know that you can contract HIV from kissing.
My video's been pretty risque from the beginning.
By the way, you can't contract HIV from kissing.
That's why you switched it to
hepatitis.
Okay. He just said.
It's crazy, though, because when Trey took off his shirt in the video, we had a young man in the room who lost his mind.
Lost his mind. Like, let me see.
Nick, you want to put the camera on him just real quick?
No. That same young man has a bell for Charlamagne.
He definitely has a bell for Charlamagne.
He was rooting for Holly Joseph. What'd he say? What? He said, you got to pick the Spanish one. She don't know no English.
Why is she talking English?
And Holly Joseph, by the way.
All right, we got more with Trey Songz when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That's right, we're back. It's The Breakfast Club. We have Trey Songz in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
Trey, when he was in Detroit, he told them, he said, if you cut the music, I'm going to tear the stage up. They cut the music, and he tore the stage
up. That was old Trey. That went back to old Trey.
I said, as soon as Trey started growing his hair out, strange things started happening. Like Trey getting the brain back or something?
Nah, I mean, the stage thing in Detroit is so many layers to that. Because actually, what a lot of people don't understand is what happened was the people who cut my music off have actually been working for me for 7-8 years.
Oh.
Like, on tour with me. Mm-hmm. Like, we got personal relationships. And they started my show 3 minutes late, ended me 5 minutes early. So people don't understand that. So
that's 8 minutes.
You wanted your 8 minutes.
Yeah. Like, and I'm playing the game. I see the clock. I know very well what time is allowed and what I'm meant for. So I wasn't supposed to be cut off in the first place.
All right. That was your own team.
But your team knows you, knows your temperament.
Yeah, they must have thought I was bullshitting.
And you've done that show several times. I've seen you at the big show at the Joy at least twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You felt disrespected in a way.
I definitely felt disrespected. I mean, mostly because these people. Like, I literally, every tour you've seen me on have been working for me. Since, Blueprint Tour?
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it was more about that. And then it was fraudulent claims about me doing this and that backstage. I don't ever speak on too much of what negativity get thrown in the air because it'll settle itself. And, you know, too many rebuttals, you know, getting, especially when the law involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I still got to go to court for that.
So you got to pay for the equipment.
No, not even for the equipment. It's my equipment.
Oh, it's your equipment. Yeah, you tore up your own equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got paid for that?
Did you regret it? Did you regret it after the fact?
No, I got a gang of press. They love my mugshot. No, my mama mad. My mama mad. I got to go to court. I got to spend money. So, of course, it's something that I didn't really anticipate happening. But, you know, it is what it is.
Now, what happened with Keke Palmer, man?
You tell me, bro.
We tried to figure that out up here.
We thought
she was allegedly high or drunk to be.
That's what I said. I said she got high and went and hit in the closet.
I mean, I ain't snitching on nobody.
That sounds like high behavior.
I mean, the thing about when you're shooting a video, and I waited to have this conversation because I knew we'd talk about it, but ain't nobody put her on camera without asking. There's a sign on the door that there's a video being shot. You step on these premises, you will be recorded. Point blank, period. I don't have to say nothing else about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that being that her and I have had a friendship, I've known her a long time. We got the same product manager.
Mm-hmm.
When she came to Atlantic Records, I was, on my second album or something. And it was always cool. Like, it's always love between. That's why I didn't want to speak out. Or, like, she was doing her most to, like, you know, defame me. I thought that was whack.
Right.
She called you gay at one point.
It is what it is.
When did she talk how they talk?
I think she did.
When did she sue me?
But no, the thing is, bro, I didn't hear that one at all.
Where did she say that? I just have to know because I didn't hear that anyway.
I think you might want
to
sit this one out,
man.
You're at least 0 for 7 right now.
Listen to me. No, y'all need to let it. Kiki is on, she got me on her Snapchat. I'm talking to girls, I'm smoking, I'm doing all type of stuff. I don't know if she shoot me on her Snapchat. Did I go on the internet and say, Kiki, you got me on your Snapchat talking to girls, you got me on your Snapchat while I'm not looking?
That's she allegedly said Trey sucks. That's what she said, allegedly.
Where did, I never
you just
this.
Keep going. You just like,
maybe I'm about to hit you about this.
Just keep going.
Like, don't make me hop across the table on yours. You done seen me on stage.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, watch
you
your mouth.
Hair, bring that shit up again.
Bring by the way,
I'm trying to be gay again.
I just
want to
say one thing, Envy. That was Orlando Brown.
Oh, my bad.
Who we all know is a little crazy.
Envy getting put out the interview.
Oh, wait a minute.
It was not.
We got Orlando Brown mistaken for damn Kiki Palmer.
Same difference.
You need some sleep,
Orlando
bro.
Orlando Brown who threatened Charlamagne.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I ain't talking about that.
Yeah, what's he talking about?
You done
killed
the whole
move. But
she has to
say that you guys spoke and made up and everything's
and
fine.
And that's a lie, too. I ain't talked to her.
Come on, Trey. No, man. She said y'all spun. Now that I heard.
See, the gag is.
So the gag is y'all haven't even spoken.
I ain't talking to Kiki, y'all.
Kiki, come on, Kiki. Kiki got to do better
Kiki,
than that
I
now.
Ain't try to call Kiki, none of that. I did not put her in the video without her permission either.
Okay, but you did take the video down because you were like, I don't want these issues.
I ain't do that either.
You didn't?
I ain't had nothing to do with nothing. Y'all right. Do what y'all want to do. The label want to take it down. Mm-hmm. It's not my video. It's not a song that's on any album. It's not attached to it. It's somebody else's song. Mm-hmm. It's a video that we shot in passing at a party. Like, I don't care mm-hmm. that much to sneak Kiki Palmer in the video for 2 seconds. Who the fuck does that?
Right.
I'm going to sneak you in the video, Kiki? No, I'm not. Out of here.
All right.
Well, at least she's resolved the issue with herself.
With her.
With
we
herself.
Talked about it.
With herself.
Now, how has this political climate affected just your music?
Man, you know, I was part of the Birth of Nation soundtrack with a song mm-hmm. called Stand that was very emotional for me. The political climate as well as, you know, the social climate, just with police brutality being mm-hmm. crazy last year and having been crazy forever. I feel it's not even just my music, but just my voice. It's affected the way I speak and what I speak on and how I want to inform, you know, the people that follow me. I feel it my duty to keep them educated on this, that, and the other now, because it's more important for us to be knowledgeable about politics and what's really happening now that we see it to the detriment of us, that we have a president that doesn't really care about what he says or does.
I have noticed that your tweets have been very informative about what's going on. It's hard, though, sometimes, because you put something up and then you get so, like, there are so many people that are crazy that start all of a sudden hating on you and going in because they don't agree with what you agree with. And I'm like, dude, people don't have to be, like, disrespectful.
That's life, though.
Yeah, that's something that come with anything you say, anything you do, it's going to be combated with either acceptance or non-acceptance, you know? That's what a voice is for, though. That's what a Twitter is for. That's what an Instagram for. It's for you to speak your voice, say whatever you feel. Whoever comment. But I just speak my opinion on what I feel I should.
Mm-hmm. I always say Trey's seen it before. He's, of course, from Virginia. Virginia is one of those places that is so racist.
Yeah.
And even, you know, you did a lot of work in the Hampton Roads area, and you've seen it. Like, so you lived through the racism with police. You lived through a lot of that.
Commonwealth State, man. Make up their own rules, they go along. Mm-hmm.
I mean, for real, like I tell you, I ain't do nothing in Detroit to get me arrested. Like, I've seen police brutality. I haven't been arrested 3 times, and I don't have no charges. Mm-hmm. You know, because they was wiped clear. Not because I got money, but because I wasn't supposed to be arrested, and I got money.
Right.
Was it racism when you got kicked out of the MGM? Like, why do you think they kicked you out of the MGM?
They definitely kicked me out of the MGM, because let me tell you that story.
You saw that play out.
Right, so I'm in there the day before. They comped me, like, 8 rooms, whatever, however many rooms they comped me. I went, like, $100,000 or something.
You win $100,000?
Right.
On what, blackjack?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So the next day, you know, I'm a gambler, I play cards. Mm-hmm. So I go down there, I'm down there for like 4 hours before I leave. And the dealers, they switching out every 30 minutes.
Because you're winning.
Yeah, but I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start losing, the dealer stays for an hour. So I'm down now. Now I'm not down, I'm like even. I'm like, can I switch the dealer? I play cards, I know I can switch the dealer. I'm at high limit. Like, nah. I'm like, why? Y'all gave me all these rooms. Like, y'all comp me. Y'all gave me comp dinner, comp rooms, champagne, all this. Y'all treat me like y'all supposed to. I'm playing. Because when you gambling, all that matters is the time you spend at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're playing with big money. So I actually switched the dealer. And then somebody comes. I think it was the VP, pit boss or something. It's a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
They've been showing. The white guy been there all day showing me love. But the black guy gets switched out. And he like, no, we can't switch the dealer. I'm like, what you mean? Can I talk to you in private for a sec? So while I'm trying to talk to him, as a heckler comes over, like somebody drunk. He talking cash. He talking to my security. So as I'm talking to the VP, my security guard goes over to calm that situation down.
Mm-hmm.
The VP tells us we got to leave because we upsetting the whomever this other person is.
The heckler.
No. Yeah, the heckler leaves, though. And we still got to leave. While we having this conversation, I'm calm. I turn around. It's 15 police behind me. It's three of us.
Mm.
Three. Me, my security guard, my artist. Why y'all need so many police? Y'all done treated me like y'all supposed to. I ain't did nothing crazy. I went crazy after that. Because I felt disrespected. And they weren't kicking me out the casino. They were kicking me out the high limit. Like, I literally went and gambled for two more hours on the floor.
Mm.
Oh, so after that, you still continued?
You still stayed.
Yeah, and I had rooms the whole weekend. And I spent money with the MGM. Mm.
Oh, so they didn't kick you out of the hotel?
No.
It's not the high limit.
Furthermore, it's a new casino. Mm. You know what I mean? Giving them some benefit of the doubt. Like, it's not Vegas. They don't know how certain things should be dealt about. They still have a new staff. They still figuring out what's what. But it was dealt with wrong.
Have they called and apologized? They haven't called and apologized or nothing.
F*** them, Jim.
All right, we got more with Trey Songz in minutes. Matter of fact, let's get into a Trey Songz mini mix. Let me know what you want to hear right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Trey Songz mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Trey Songz is in the building.
Are you and Fab ever going to do an album? Y'all make great records with each other.
Mixtape.
We actually did that mixtape in like a week. So literally, we was recording every day, sending shit back and forth, like up until the last minute. Like, I did the last song for Trappy New Year's, like 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. As Angela Yee's friend, did you ever say, Fab, don't say that line? About
Angela
Yee's friend? Yes. Did you say, don't say that?
He was
I laughed. No, I died. I thought it was funny. You didn't think it was funny? It was a funny line.
He was a little tight.
No, I did. I told Fab. I thought
you
that
said
was
Kiki Palmer said I suck.
Yeah, you don't let me talk.
And you talk about I'm supposed to stick up for Ange. Did you call Kiki?
I didn't say you suck.
Did you call Orlando?
I didn't say that.
Did you call Orlando? Did you say Trey's my guy?
I'm going to tell you what.
Did you say that? I'm like, Fab, yo, you know Ange is the homie. Don't say the Gucci line.
I ain't got Orlando's number.
You know what? I had a conversation.
Don't say the Gucci line,
Fab.
Right
there. I told Fab,
I said, yo, Fab, you know you got to talk to you. You know, you're a little tight. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, man. He was like, all right, I'm going to go talk.
Because it's something that wasn't true. Why would you put that in a song?
It was a joke.
I thought it was just a dope rap line.
It was
actually
a joke, right?
Yeah.
It was, I think, I look at it like this. Fab is always culturally aware of what's going on as far as his bars are concerned. Like, he always put what's very relevant. And being that it's a mixtape for the times that was very present, very, I won't say trendy, but very much with the hit records of that moment. And that had just happened like the day before.
Fab was like, well, you said this and this about me on the air one day. I was like, but Fab, you asked us to take it out the interview. We never aired it. I didn't know it was a secret.
Oh.
And he was like, so now we even.
Now we uneven.
So I said, but Fab, the stuff that I asked you was true. He was like, oh, well, okay.
Well, explain to people, because we don't take stuff out of interview. Fab has
Emily was pregnant at the time, but Fab didn't want to
tell his family yet.
But,
so he was like, let me tell my family.
But here's the thing.
Announce.
We wouldn't think it was secret. Emily was just up here pregnant, walking around. So I didn't know it was a secret. I just was like, congratulations.
He didn't want the world to know.
He wanted to tell his family
right.
first.
So right. I didn't know. So out of respect for that, I'm like, okay.
That's not the same.
like,
we're not even now.
And we didn't even play it.
That's not the same.
Yeah, so that was that.
Now, there's a lot of truth in satire. Last time you was here, you said you wanted to have kids.
Right.
You're on the mock reality show saying you want to have kids.
Your mom,
I mean, the thing about the mock reality show is that if you pay close attention, it's very, very much treading the line of what the message I'm trying to put. Like, the song is called Nobody Else But You. It's talking about how hard it is to be in love with one woman in a music industry like this and be myself. And, of course, it's, like you said, satire, banter, and it's a little bit exaggerated. But that's what it's like to be me for a little bit.
The truth is, and your mom said, you know, your brothers both have kids now.
Right.
You kind of feel like it's time. It has to feel like that. You're
what you
uncle.
Waiting on somebody, man?
The right one. I mean, I ain't wait this long just to have a baby mom. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, I want a wife. Like, and of course, I'm me. You know, being a heartthrob, R&B singer, whatever you want to call
Playboy.
It. Yeah, it's hard to find something that's concrete, something that you could bet on.
Do women even trust you?
Do I trust women? As you should.
Damn, Trey.
Well, only because you probably can't be trusted.
That ain't why.
I find that's the reason why sometimes men don't trust women because they know what they do.
No, I don't think you're going to put that on me.
Can you be trusted, Trey?
I don't think saying do I trust women is a good question, because that's a whole gender. Like, you know what I'm saying? I trust some women. You got to earn my trust, just like I probably got to earn yours. All my cards on the table already. You know who I am. You know what I mean?
AKA is Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Right. So what do I lose by telling you that I know and see multiple women? So because you imagining that already, I'm gonna get that off your plate right now until you could be the one to take that away from me. And when I say it's difficult to be in a situation like this, because women allow me to do whatever I want to do.
Jesus Christ.
So
when you're with a girl and she catches you with another girl, you just shrug at her like,
No, it ain't even about being caught. Like, I'm not going to disrespect you, and I'm not going to do nothing to make you look bad. That's why my relationships are not public, because I feel like you got to protect something if you cherish it before you give it to the world. And furthermore, I'm not going to make you look stupid if I know I'm not fully prepared to be out here looking like I'm your man for the world. Then when something bad goes wrong, you look stupid, and I keep going on about my life.
Word up. I saw one of your lyrics on the song Prayers. You said, "Lord, forgive me, I'm a lost soul. I've been spending all my riches, do it all for the bankroll."
Yeah.
That sounds like a dark line. Was you ever in a dark place at one point?
I mean, I think the thing about success is that people think it's all bright. Like, especially if you put on a demeanor like I have, you know what I mean? That everything all cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ain't never cool. It's life. You know what I mean? Especially when it's life. That's why I haven't been doing music the last 2 years. That's why I haven't put an album out. That's why I had to gear myself up for this. You see, I ain't put an album out last year, and I got the most press I ever got just because my hair grew.
Yeah,
like, as you would say.
So yeah, when
it's
Kev,
the hair that did everything.
Yeah, when Kev was here, Kevin Loud, I'm like, where has Trey been?
What I've learned in the last 2 years, as far as the business is concerned, is how I want to release music and how to stay true to who I am as a musician, how to grow as a musician, stay true to my fan base, but also, you know, be hip and know what's going on with the millennials and know how to reach people that may not take music in the way that I was putting it out 2 years ago that fast. And as far as about myself, like, I think it's all in the album. Like, it's entitled Tremaine. The series Tremaine the Playboy. I got a song called Playboy that's actually coming out next week that answers a lot of the questions that a lot of people that actually like about kids, all that stuff, like kids, wives, you know, random women, whatever. Like, the song is incredible. Shout out to Rico Love. We did that together. On the album, I got Rico Love, Esther Dean, Pooh Bear, myself, Troy Taylor, who else? Prince Charles. If I'm forgetting you, I'm sorry. But those are all writers and producers. There's nobody else featured on the album. It's just
no features on the album.
Mm-mm.
Wow, no features. All right.
Now, what about this Khloe Kardashian rumor?
Oh, come on.
What about?
They say you were smashing that, too.
What about?
You want him to answer, yes, I smashed, or no?
Yeah, I'm just asking. I mean, if you want to, you can give us a headline, sure. I'm not, you know.
I mean, Khloe got things going on in her life right now that I wouldn't want to disrupt just because I was talking about something old.
So, yeah.
That's your confirmation, okay. All right, Charlamagne?
His Trey, a better question would be, who hasn't Trey smashed?
That's the good question.
That wasn't a question to me, was it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Trey Songz.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Future put out a brand new self-titled album last night, early this morning. And there's 17 songs on there. Now, he already had said he has a Nobody Safe tour that's going to start May 4th. And it's going to end June 30th in Vegas. He has Migos, Tory Lanez, and Kodak Black opening for him. And A$AP Ferg and Young Thug will be opening on select dates as well. Everybody's talking about Rent Money. That's the first song on there. And we all know he was messing with Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's wife. Well, here's a little verse from there.
Hey, give me pounds, give me bricks, I'm a nuisance. I make the blinds with your bitch because I'm ruthless. I get cash money like
well, damn.
Damn, wow.
Boy, I feel bad now if I was her.
Scotty just ain't gonna listen to no Future no more, that's all.
Remember when the paparazzi were asking, where's Future?
Scotty has no idea what they're talking about. Scotty probably, hey, look, our future is bright.
No, okay. He 100%.
Our future is bright.
Knew what was going on. So, yes, that album is now out. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Have you, Charlamagne? I know you're a big fan.
No, I'm actually... The album I was anticipating today was Fat Joe and Remy Ma, so I got to get that out my system first.
So much came out today.
Yeah, I'm not, everybody else has to go to the back burner.
All right, Master P has a new woman, and guess what she bought him for Valentine's Day?
What?
Well, she bought him a Rolls Royce Ghost. It cost $270,000.
Drop on the clues, Mom, for Master P, damn it.
That's nice.
Wow.
The P stands for pimping.
Now, the woman that he's dating is named, okay, I can't pronounce this. Ready? Simin Hashemizada.
What?
She's a CEO at South Pacific Surgery Center in Beverly Hills, so you know she's making crazy money. She also got him a pair of $50,000 diamond earrings.
Wow.
Drop on the clues, Bob, and Master P, damn it. God dang it.
Look, if you didn't get a chance to see her, if you have Revolt TV, you can see what she looks like. But that's what
man,
she bought
that's
him
what I'm talking about.
For Valentine. Wow. You are such a bird.
That's the bottle, yeah, man.
What is she?
What a is person. She? A
she's
woman.
A female.
I know that, but what's her ethnicity?
She's a woman.
Ethnicity is the word.
You know what I meant. Just because I said it with an F don't mean nothing.
I'm not 100% sure, but there you have it. It seems like he's very happy getting gifts. She has the same car, so now they have matching cars. Nice. Nick Cannon and some of the people around him are a little bit concerned about his dramatic behavior, quitting his job as host of America's Got Talent. They also said he has just recently fired his longtime advisors. Well, here's what Nick Cannon has to say about all of that. And you know, he's been walking around wearing the turbans. They're saying that he's gotten really into religion lately. He's wearing robes. He refers to himself as Reverend Dr. Cannon. I haven't heard him refer to himself as that.
I ain't never heard Nick Cannon ever refer to himself as no damn Reverend Dr. Cannon. Nor have I seen him in a robe. But I mean, maybe he's at his house. You can wear robes around your house.
I wear robes around
exactly
the house.
Exactly.
All right, here's what Nick Cannon said.
But I keep hearing Ryan Seacrest. I think he'd be good. They all used to call me the black Ryan Seacrest. He could be the white Nick Cannon.
Would you ever work for them again? Is there anything they can do?
I honestly feel at this point right now, my focus is working with my community. Television is a small part of what I do. And they thought it was a major asset in my life, and it really isn't.
Right, and at the time that they caught him on TMZ, he was at a high school in the Bronx. He was with members of New York City's Black Lives Matter, and that's a bigger priority for him right now, bigger than hosting America's Got Talent for $4.5 million a year.
Oh, Nick got bread.
Mm-hmm.
Nick's got some great investments.
Reverend Dr. Nick Cannon has got bread. He'll be fine.
Now they're trying to say Nick crazy, right?
Yep. They're trying to say he's acting crazy. Yeah, the people
soon
around
as soon
him
as he starts speaking his mind,
are saying that.
He's crazy.
All right, Chance the Rapper. After winning the Best New Artist for Grammys and everything, he actually did a little remix, freestyle, whatever, for Drake's Grammy song. And he also had put up the text messages that Drake sent congratulating him for winning. Now, allegedly, people are trying to sign him for $10 million, but he still wants to remain independent. They said he may do something with Apple, but he's not going to sign to a label.
Sign for what? Why?
He don't need it.
He getting all that money. He seems like he has a good team, and that's the only reason that you would sign with a label if you didn't have a team around you to handle everything. But he's been doing good without a major
label. I wish you would try
to
sign me after I just won 3 Grammys.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 17th, is the celebrity-in-chief, Donald J. Trump. There is no one who has gotten Donkey of the Day more than Donald Trump, yet this is only the second time that he's received it since he's been president. Because if I wanted to, I could find a reason to give President Agent Orange Donkey of the Day every day, but I purposely choose not to. But yesterday, Donald J. decided to meet the press just to beat the press, okay? Some people are calling it a meltdown. Some people are calling it a cage match with the press. I just call it entertainment, all right? The reason you can't really, really be amused by Donald J. Trump is because he is the leader of the free world. But sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. And yesterday, Donald J. Trump provided plenty of jokes. Now, I'm going to play a few of my favorite bits from Donald J.'s latest stand-up special. Let's start with his claim that he had the biggest electoral college win since Ronald Reagan, and then he got called out for it.
306 electoral college votes. I guess it was the biggest electoral college win since Ronald Reagan.
Said today that you had the biggest electoral margin since Ronald Reagan with 304 or 306 electoral votes. In fact, President Obama got 365. And
well, I'm talking about the
president. President Obama, 332, and George H.W. Bush, 426. So why should Americans trust
you? Well, no, I was told, I was given that information. I don't know.
Why should Americans trust you when you accuse the information they receive of being fake when you're providing information?
Well, I don't know. I was given that information. But it was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that?
You're the president.
Okay, thank you.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for Donald J. Trump. The most amusing part of that exchange wasn't the fact Trump had the information wrong. It's the fact that Trump didn't even try to act like he knew what he was talking about. Trump said somebody gave him the information. And I respect the honesty. Okay, you know why? We've always been told that presidents are puppets, but now we get to see the strings. Okay, we get to see the hand up Trump's ass controlling him. And yesterday, Donald visibly looked like that hand up his ass was making him uncomfortable. Okay, now my favorite joke, one of my favorite jokes. It happened when White House correspondent April Ryan questioned Donald on whether he planned to meet with the Congressional Black Caucus. And Donald basically asked April to broker the deal. Let's hear it.
Are you going to include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as...
Am I going to include
Are you going to include the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional
Well,
Hispanic
I would.
Caucus,
I tell you what. Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
I'm just a reporter.
No, get a, set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure...
Let's go. Set up
right
a meeting.
Now.
I would love to meet with the Black Caucus. I think it's great. The Congressional Black Caucus. I think it's great.
Now, I feel like our... I don't feel, I know our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump, feels like April can set up the meeting simply because she's black.
Right.
Okay.
You know them, right? All the black people
it's
in the
Congressional
caucus?
Black Caucus. I mean, all black people have a direct line to the Congressional Black Caucus, right? We all follow the Congressional Black Caucus on social media. We attend all the Congressional Black Caucus meetings simply because we're black. That's what black people must do, right? That's like walking in a casino and thinking all black people are great at blackjack. You know? Nah. Now, the final joke not only made me laugh, but it made me reminisce. Let me let you hear it first.
We're becoming a drug-infested nation. Drugs are becoming cheaper than candy bars.
play that one more time, because this really made me reminisce about a lot of different things. It made me think about one of my favorite TV shows. Made me think about high school. Let me hear it.
We're becoming a drug-infested nation. Drugs are becoming cheaper than candy bars.
Yeah.
Well, first off, my question is, if drugs are cheaper than candy bars, then why don't drug dealers just sell candy bars? Huh?
That'd be more of a profit margin.
You would clearly make more money selling candy bars.
Like them kids on the train.
That's what all I'm saying. And people will say to you, why would I buy candy from a dealer when I can buy it from the store? Well, you clearly never had a candy lady in your hood, and you clearly never had that one kid who would come to school selling candy, not selling those chocolate bars from the PTA, but bringing his own candy to school, his own work, making a killing. As you just said, the people on the train right now selling candy bars all through New York, okay?
Nice profit margin.
Listen, man, some of y'all was either that kid selling candy bars in school or knew the kid selling candy bars in school. And if drugs are cheaper than candy bars nowadays, according to Trump, just sell candy bars.
Right.
Get your Riley Freeman on. See, that's why I like that moment, because it made me think about, you know, my man RJ, he used to sell candy bars in school, and it made me think about one of my favorite TV shows, The Boondocks. And I said, get your Riley Freeman on. Y'all never used to watch The Boondocks?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Riley Freeman got the memo that drugs were cheaper than candy bars a few years ago, and he was slinging candy bars all through the hood. Y'all don't remember when Riley cursed out that old-ass dude because he tried to overthrow Riley's empire?
F*** you. F*** the plane you flew in on. F*** them shoes. F*** those socks with the bell on it. F*** your gay-ass fairy f***ing accent. F*** them cheap-ass cigars. F*** your yuck-mouth teeth. F*** your hairpiece. F*** your chocolate. F*** Guy Ritchie. F*** Prince William. The Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Drop one of the Clue's bombs for Riley Freeman, damn it.
My goodness. Okay, play that uncensored.
Riley, you got the memo that candy bars were cheaper than... But drugs were cheaper than candy bars a long time ago, all right? He'd been making money off candy bars way before Trump ever mentioned that. Look, there's nothing I can say about Donald Trump that hasn't already been said. He's a liar. He's not fit to be president. But in a world where content is king, nobody wears the content crown like our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. Please give him the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm. Imagine kids selling drugs on the train to raise money to buy jerseys for their basketball team.
If they keep legalizing it, you might see that sooner or later.
Lame hustle now. You better sell some candy bars, okay?
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building,
your dinner.
This is the most casual I've seen you probably ever.
But really?
It still look like
still
a, you know, I got the French cuff still.
Yeah.
That looks like something you play basketball in. You got Chuck Taylors on.
Like ABA?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
nah.
something you can't wear if you're at all overweight. Like that shirt?
This?
Yeah.
No, no. Actually, it works for, I mean, this one is tailored to me.
I feel like it looks
me.
Good because it's very
But
like,
if you're a big man, you can still rock it. In Nigeria, they call it up and down.
Okay.
Up and down?
Yeah.
Why do they call it that?
Just an up and down. You know, you got your shirt and your pants. Usually they're the same, like, fabric. But that's the style. It's a long shirt.
I would expect you to have on mad layers, especially because it's wintertime. Like, you got to have more. Where's the rest of the ensemble?
You know what? I just came from L.A., so.
Got you.
Yeah, now I'm hit with, like, remember the East Coast days? And I'm like, man, I'm not prepared for this at all.
So you were at the Grammys?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? I know there's been a lot of controversy. We were talking about how the Grammys responded to the fact that Adele won over Beyonce for Album of the Year.
Bunch of culturally clueless people.
And they were basically saying that people have to vote. There's a lot of people that are able to vote, and they should exercise that power. And even Terrace Martin, who was nominated, said a lot of times he goes to these things, and he doesn't see anybody like him there, and people really need to come out and support if they want to complain about it.
Yeah, I think there's truth in that, for sure. It's similar to any election process.
Except for the president of the United States. That didn't work out.
Yeah, maybe the Russians had something to do with the Grammys, too. But, I mean, I think that it's just a tradition in the Grammy. I don't expect anything else. And also, I don't think that we should always hold this award show as the achievement for our music, even.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like you don't have to always be justified or revered by that organization. And I, you know, I'm good friends with people that are on the board, but I don't always look to that as like the highest regard in music, even though most people do.
Right.
You know, so I also will say that I didn't feel, I don't know how y'all felt about Adele talking about her black friends.
Yeah. I got an opinion.
Okay. What you feel?
I felt like she missed a moment. Cause I feel like in moments like that, she should use her privilege to combat prejudice. So don't tell me about how Beyonce's music makes your black friends feel like they want to stand up for themselves. Tell me how Beyonce's music makes you feel like you want to stand up for us and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Actually, no, I agree with that. I agree with that. Did you feel offended by it, though?
I'm not going to say offended. I didn't feel offended.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Because I was talking to somebody, I was like, well, how else do you... If she's thinking about her black friends, how else would you... You know what I mean?
My black friends have a different
complexion
struggle than I have.
My colored friends.
Yeah.
My African-American friends.
My Negro friends.
It is true that black women do have a different struggle than white women.
Yeah.
But she didn't say women. She didn't make a gender specific.
I know, but I mean, she said her black friends. I think that she just wasn't prepared to say what she had to say, so she didn't think it out, and she just said it like...
I feel like she wanted to say something else.
Right.
But she second-guessed herself, and it came out crazy.
Like sometimes.
Or maybe she didn't second guess herself and it came out crazy. Mm. But I mean, either way, I think that it was meant to be heartfelt. And I do think from just judging from Beyonce's eyes and how she was looking, I hope that she felt the intention behind it.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think Beyonce did.
Yeah, it looked like it.
It's funny because Beyonce never comments on these things. Like, you'll never hear Beyonce be like, listen, everybody, take it easy. Like, she just...
She don't have to. We speak for her.
And she's on to...
The beehive is
That's
here.
That's true.
Perfect.
And she's on to the next one, man. She's moving on, man.
So, listen, why do people go to those awards, though? Because, like you said, we don't seek validation from those people. Like, you go to every award show. I see you at NAACP Awards,
I'm just
BET.
Going to stunt, man. I'm not... You know where I'm going,
I got
man.
An album out to... today.
I got a clock full of outfits.
I done saved my... I promoted my album the entire red carpet. I didn't even know who was performing. Why do we go? You know, I think, again, there's tradition, right? Mm-hmm. We just keep, we're habitual people, so that we form these habits and just keep going. But I really think that if we really have an issue with it, then we should make an award show that is equally as valued, but values the music that we think should be valued more.
Well, value comes from us, though. Like,
we do have award shows now.
Yeah, we got BT award show. We have hip-hop awards. We got a gang of awards. Soul Train.
Right.
Soul Train was probably the closest thing growing up to the Grammys. Because I would see Michael Jackson on Soul Train.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, one day I'll be there, you know? So, right. I mean, I think it's something that we have to stop just complaining about and actually just make it happen.
Right. And I mean, the thing about the Grammys is, though, once you win a Grammy or you perform at the Grammys, it does affect your sales and your streaming a lot.
It does. It does.
You know, like even with Tribe Called Quest, the song they performed, I think they said like the streaming went up 400%.
We the People?
Of that song. Yeah, We the People.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got more with Jadenna when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotized. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Jadenna in the building.
Now, the album's finally coming out.
Yes.
I was wondering, I said, I wonder if Jadenna has missed his moment.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm right on time.
Gotcha.
You know, I made an album. It was supposed to come out earlier. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple release dates last year. And in the process of promoting it, I made a second album. And so we decided to merge the two and make a better album that we're releasing in February.
What was the holdup? Just creative process was still going on?
No. In promoting it, I felt like it would be better if I made a more holistic album. So I went back in while we were in Nigeria, actually in South Africa, and then made a better album.
I saw you on Insecure, too. That was a nice cameo that I didn't expect, you know, before I saw that episode.
Yeah.
I saw that was an interesting storyline that they gave you.
Yeah, they did. Issa
kinda... Do women, like, when they date you, automatically try to, like, lock you in and say, that's, you know, so what's good? What's going on from here? What are we doing?
I loved it. You smutted out the chicken, then just slid on her.
Wow.
But he never lied about what it was.
I love it.
No, he kind of lied a little bit.
He went along with her. Like, he thought he was doing her a favor.
Yeah. You can't really do that. Issa was like, man, this is like the corporate version of you. Like, if you were really a lawyer. And first of all, thank you to her. She's had an amazing year.
Absolutely.
And she stuck true to a promise that she gave me in college. We went to school together.
You and Issa went to school together?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got all this, man.
In D.C., right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. D.C. No. In Stanford, in the Bay.
Stanford, okay.
So we met in college, and I used to make music for her screenplays. She'd be writing, like, I'm writing this movie, I'm writing this TV series. And I would make music, or she had a play, I'd make music for that.
That's interesting. I didn't even know that.
Never knew that. We had all these ideas of what we were going to do. She moved to New York. She was trying to make it there, then moved back to L.A. So we've been friends for a minute, her and one of her original co-writers, Tracy Oliver. And she always wanted me to act. And I was like, nah, at the time, I was just a rapper. So I was like, nah, I'm going to do this rap thing. I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm going to be the next Jay-Z / Nas. I mean, and then I'll start acting like Pac did. I had all these dreams. And then she said, then when it came true, she actually stuck true to it. And she was like, all right, you ready? And so that was my first real acting gig.
Both of y'all knew exactly what y'all wanted
Absolutely.
To do with your life.
From jump, yeah.
Y'all was helping each other.
Yep.
Now y'all got this ecosystem where y'all can really uplift each other.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. We got more work that we're doing together.
That's great.
Down the line. I don't want to give a spoiler, but... A lot of the things that the success that's come in this last year especially was through my school connections,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people don't talk about.
I always say that. I always say, because people say, why is college important? Why does it matter?
Yeah.
And I always say school is important because there's so many people that you can network with that you meet in school.
Yeah.
Like, I went to college with my best friend, Santi Gold. She's an artist.
Yes, yo.
Right.
Santi, yo, that's...
And that's my best friend, but we would have never met each other if we didn't... Like, people that have done stuff for me in marketing and endorsements, like, we all went to college together.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many... Luke Cage came out of my Stanford Connect.
Mike Coulter.
Yeah.
I mean, Cheo, actually.
Cheo.
Cheo.
What's Cheo's last name?
Coker,
right?
Yep. Hodari Coker. A lot of, like you said, like all the music platforms, like when I go into a lot of these meetings, there's somebody from that went to school.
Especially Stanford, I mean.
Yeah, now it's like the cool school.
Right.
When I first got in, my dad wasn't even excited. He was like, nobody in the village knows Stanford. And I was like, all right, thanks.
Well, he wants you to go Harvard? Thanks.
Yeah.
Exactly. I always felt like...
Yeah, you got to go to Harvard, Yale,
Penn.
But Stanford
was always like Ivy League, really hard to get
into. Yeah, it was.
Like, I mean, it's not like people didn't respect Stanford ever.
Yeah.
Like,
no, people did, level. But he, like, the Nigerian way is like number one. But then it became the cool school because of the Silicon Valley boom.
Did your family understand what you were doing? Because I know, like, I have a lot of friends who are Nigerian, and they always talk about how their family wants you to be a lawyer, a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, they don't understand certain things about the entertainment business.
No, not at all. No, he didn't support that initially. He did say that if I do music, make sure that I'm inventing something new.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I do in presentation, my image, just make sure that it's something nobody's ever seen before. So that stuck with me. Because he was an inventor himself. He made the first African PC, commercially produced African computer. So that kind of, you know, when your father does that kind of thing.
Your dad, like the Bill Gates of Nigeria?
Yeah, they called him the Ali of engineers because he used to talk in the papers about Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and how he had a computer with two operating systems and they only had one. And his computer was faster than theirs. Like, mm-hmm. I look back at all the papers when he passed and I was like, man, this dude was really out there. He had caller ID in Nigeria in the 80s.
Wow.
We didn't get it in the U.S. till the 90s.
Wow, that's
your pops was rich as hell.
No. Definitely not. I didn't come from that. He was decent. We were middle mm-hmm. class in Nigeria, but back then, the people didn't really understand what, like, the use of a PC.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he'd meet with the president and the governor, and they'd be sitting there, like, pressing the power button, and it lights up, and they're like, okay, good job. So
we got light.
Yeah, man. But I will say, back to the Stanford, and that was it. Was that your Nigerian accent?
I think so. I thought so.
So weird.
He said we'll want you in the next... Yeah. On the next episode. But I will say, man, last thing I want to say about the school connection, though, is that having all these connections, the rooms that I'm in, basically off of like one song, mm-hmm. Classic Man, for the last 2 years, is partially just because of the school connection.
Yoga.
And yoga, too.
I love that for a number of reasons, man, because I feel like, you know, when we talk about quote-unquote privilege in America, like the whole basis of white privilege is based off a system.
Yeah.
So for black people, you know, we have to create our own systems.
Right.
You know, when you create your own systems, you create your own privilege.
Yeah,
so I just
yeah.
love the fact that y'all had that connection and y'all had that ecosystem in school and y'all continue it once y'all get out of school.
Talking about that whole ecosystem, we always think that we have to do it alone. Like, all right, if we get our communities together, if we go out and vote. Mm-hmm. It's all these same damn stories I heard my whole life. The way you do it is you have to have another country or in black people's circumstance and Latinos as well, there's actually entire continent mm-hmm. that you have at your disposal. And you have to create that economy around mm-hmm. you. Most people here are not from here.
We're all immigrants.
300 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And it's either by force or it was by running from something. I mean, even the so-called forefathers of this country were running mm-hmm. from Great Britain. You know, once they decided, nah, we're not going to deal with that crown no more. So it's always ironic when the president talks about it, immigrants in the way that he does.
His own wife.
His own wife.
She's miserable now.
I heard that. I'm sure you and Yvonne Orji had an ill connection.
Yeah, we did.
She's from Nigeria, right?
Yeah. No,
she's hilarious.
Yeah, she is hilarious, and it was hilarious that she came on the show and and talked about the lack of orgies that she had.
Yeah, she's actually a virgin.
With that last name.
You looking like, huh? Yeah, right.
No, I believe her.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of Nigerian women that have that same story.
Virtuous.
I mean, yeah, it's just like, it's a super religious country.
Gotcha.
So, and that the parents will really drill that into you.
Right.
Now, are you in the game playing in these Halloween costumes? Y'all playing
we didn't
each other like, I'm going to be you this year, you be me.
We didn't plan it, but I you know what's interesting? The first year when he dresses me, I was in a Halloween costume store
mm-hmm.
looking for a bodysuit. So that I was like, because I'm going to be the game this year.
Gotcha.
Then he beat me to the punch. I saw it on my phone. I was like, damn, he already got it. I couldn't find the bodysuit. And that was that. So I did it the next year.
Well, Dedenna's album, The Chief, is out today. They said you have a lot more things to do. So
yeah.
I just got a text that you have to go.
The album, The Chief, is out. I'm excited. It's out everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, blah, blah, blah. We always talk about, and we all as artists, and so-called celebrities, we always have to do these things for politicians, like mm-hmm. go out and vote. I wish politicians did a campaign for us as artists, because when you buy an album, mm-hmm.
Want Trump telling people to buy your album?
He should tell you. I'll take that, man. That's half the country. I'll take that in a second. Would I perform for Trump? I wouldn't perform for Trump, but I'll perform in his face.
My man Jadenna. His album's in stores right now. Thank you for coming, my brother.
All right, thank you.
Do people say in stores still, or they say available now?
Yeah, available now. You're right.
Platforms.
You're right. Available now.
In stores.
On all platforms. Man, that's real. It's the Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club.
Oh, that's about Detroit.
What happened? What's going on, Charlamagne?
Charlamagne, we up.
I was talking this. I was looking at clips from the Trey Songz interview. That's actually up online right now because everybody's giving Keke Palmer hell because she lied, clearly.
He said she lied?
Yeah, because
Trey.
Yeah, Trey said he never spoke to Keke.
To her.
Yeah. Right. All right. Yeah. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Cameron.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, how did Joe Budden and Cameron get into this beef? I don't even understand how this first happened, but this all started with Cameron going live on Instagram and discussing his issues he's had with Jim Jones. Here's what he said about copywriting Bird Gang.
So what I did was, I'm just being totally honest, I copywrote the name Bird Gang. Because I'm like, if you're not trying to do nothing shiesty or trying to start a beef or separate yourself, it shouldn't matter if I got it. It's the big deal. I'll just hold it and put it to the side.
All right. Well, this turned out with Joe Budden then responding and weighing in on what Cameron had to say. Because, you know, he has his podcast. He weighs in on a lot of different things. Here's what Joe Budden said.
Dog, when he said, you told me you wasn't doing nothing with Bird Gang, so I copyrighted it.
Yeah.
I would have f***ed him up. Yeah. Immediately, I'm f***ing you up. What are you talking? I don't care if you're my brother. You can f*** up immediately.
That's why I say
I don't understand that.
All right, well, Cameron, I guess, saw that on Vlad TV. He said, somebody wake Joey up because he ain't going to open my DM. Despite what people think, I got genuine love for Capo. We know each other's families. It would never go there, not on my end. But you can't afford these problems. You think Ransom was at your door?
I mean, Budden was very aggressive. Budden was very aggressive in his approach.
Now, Cameron has since deleted that post. And after that, he put up another picture. A video of Joe Budden and Sin Santana, and he said, my apologies to Joe. Just spoke to him. I jumped the gun. My bad, bruh. Much love to you and the missus.
Well, Joe jumps out the window. I can understand. I mean, the thing about Joe, you just got to understand the intent is never really there. Joe probably ain't smoked no cigarette yet before he did the podcast. Talk to him after he smokes a cigarette.
It might have been more to that story, just not that clip.
It was on Vlad TV. He said it on Vlad TV. But I'm saying Joe Budden.
No, it wasn't on Vlad TV. Vlad posted it, though.
Oh, yeah, Vlad posted it on Vlad TV. And that's where Cameron responded to it, from a post from Vlad TV.
Joe's podcast is, I'll name this podcast later.
Right.
Salute to Joe and Rory.
I'm glad that they did manage to settle things somehow offline. And you know what? Like, Joe Budden understands sometimes because of who you are, when you weigh in on things, the average person, it wouldn't matter. But as an artist to another artist, people get more
upset. Joe sounded very aggressive. Joe sounded like he wanted a fade. Yes, he did.
It didn't sound like he wanted a fade. He was going through what he thought about at that time.
Yeah, he was in the moment.
All right, now Mark Anthony has a new girlfriend. He's 48 years old, and now he's dating Mariana Downing. She's a 21-year-old model. So he has gotten divorced. His divorce was finalized on Monday, but they've been separated since November. So now he has a much younger girlfriend.
It's always so weird to me, man. You're almost 50 years old and you're dating a 21-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, I can't be going.
It's a 27-year age difference.
But just think, you had hair on his penis before this baby was even born.
You had hair on his penis?
No, you had hair on your penis before the woman you had sex with is even born.
That's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Nah. You're looking at a picture of her on
Revolt
TV.
She's not a 21-year-old. You can't deny. You know what I mean? You can have some morals with that one.
Stupid.
You know what I'm saying? You can have some morals with that one. You can be like, nah, you're 21.
All right. Director Roman Polanski is planning to return to the United States. He fled the country for Europe because he thought the judge in his case was going to give him 50 years in prison, which is what prosecutors suggested. And that is for when he had sex with a 13-year-old. He was accused and convicted of raping a child after a photo shoot in Los Angeles back in 1977. He spent 42 days in prison before he was released and fled the country. He's been living in France mainly since he fled the United States.
And he won an Oscar after that. Let's throw that out there, too.
Right. Well, he's trying to return now because he's saying that he was cut a deal And that deal was that he wasn't going to get any more jail time. He's supposed to get 42 days he's supposed to serve 48 days in prison, according to the deal. Well, even the woman that was 13, she's a woman now, Samantha Geimer. She said at 13 years old, she was raped by Roman Polanski. She says the system did him dirty. She forgives him, and she wants him to be a free man. Here is what she had to say.
I think they should release it. I think the only reason they're keeping it sealed is to cover up their own misconduct in the DA's office and in the court. So I'm all for the truth getting out. He's apologized. I forgive him. I know that he's sorry and he didn't mean to hurt me. And, you know, he's admitted what he did. He went to jail, and I'm not going to carry a bunch of resentment. And much worse things happened to people. I'm aware of that. So I kind of feel like, you know, bad things happen.
Wow.
No. Bill Cosby and Nate Parker got ruined, so Roman Polanski can't come back in the country.
You go to jail, sir.
No, I won't allow it. Not on my watch, damn it. Birth of a Nation flopped because of Nate Parker's old allegations.
I mean, even
that he actually
beat
in court. Bill Cosby about to die. He's blind now.
You were 13 years old.
No, we won't have it. No way, Jose, Roman Polanski can't come back in the country. You may forgive him, but we don't.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.